This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On your mind, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, text at 701-226-8503, email studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. I'm Todd Mitchell, Scott Hennett out today, and he's already warned us. Why did you warn, number one, why did you warn us, number two, why is your phone still on? Daryl Lees is here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Squeak,
squeak. Oh, I forgot to, I was going to have pigs running in the background.
You're going to have pigs running in the background. You didn't get that done.
Dang, it's total slacker today. Never get anything done. But for some reason, Daryl wanted me to make sure that I had this all ready to go. So it is ready. That was just a test of the emergency buzz system. This is only a test.
Only a test. Well, good morning, listeners. I tell you what, it's good to be back in here again, sitting in for Scott Hennon today. An honor to be able to come in and visit with the listeners all across the radio waves and the computers, you know, listening from far away.
The streamosphere.
The streamosphere.
I don't know if they call it that, but, you know.
Hey, you can coin it now.
Webosphere, streamosphere.
Streamosphere, yeah.
Those interweb things.
Yeah,
the internet, is that still around?
The cloud dwellers, you know.
Okay, are those smart speakers a passing fad or here to stay?
I have no idea.
You know, that. Like I said, play K-Fire and iHeartRadio.
I'm not smart enough to know whether they're going to be here that long or not.
Is it just a fad and, you know, 10 years from now we're going to, like, Furbies were a thing there for a brief blip in the 90s, right?
Furbies. Now, there's a flash of the past.
Exactly, right? But, I mean, when's the last time anybody played with a Furby other than just out of sarcasm or something? Nobody does that anymore.
Oh, I tell you.
Are we going to have those smart speakers in every home sitting in a corner collecting dust because it's like, yeah, okay, well, that was cute for a while. But or are they a thing to say?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. It's the technology.
You should see what Daryl's speaker does when he barks into it. But
yeah.
Stop talking to me like that.
Yes.
I've never heard those things nag like that before, Daryl. That's incredible.
I've had Siri tell me that's not very nice. When she gave me wrong directions and I chewed her out. So, anyway.
I asked Siri who my real mom is, and Siri said that she couldn't tell me. So I guess if the records are sealed, then I'm just my real mom is my real mom. I don't have any doubt. I'm too much like my own parents, but...
So the question she was probably confused with was hatched or born. and I say that because what we've got at the farm today? We have baby chicks hatching in the incubator.
Oh,
absolutely.
Happy hatch day, girl.
Oh, I tell you what. And so this brings me to my first declaration. I got two of them today.
Two of them. Two declarations
to start out today. By the way, we've got a great lineup coming here, along with taking your phone calls. Don't forget to get those questions ready for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the 10 o'clock hour as weekly radio town hall. But we've got Cardinal Burke and Father Brian coming on here shortly. And then in the third segment of this hour, after the 9:30 break, we're going to be joined by Chad Weckerly, farmer slash agronomist and the gentleman that I have the privilege of serving on the NDFB board with. Also, he's the District 5 director. He's going to talk about this late spring. So there comes my declaration. Todd, are you guys ready? The first declaration.
Yes, the bell means we're ready.
Spring has officially sprung. And you know why I can make this declaration? Because this morning was the first morning when I walked from the house at the farm to the barn, the ground was squishy under my feet, not frozen. So spring has sprung.
Okay, here we go. It's now spring. The first day of spring, April 18th. Ignore what your calendar says.
Yeah, don't listen to your calendar. And I figure, you know what? I can make that declaration. Meteorologists get paid every day to be wrong. So
that's true.
I figure if I, you know, and since I'm not getting paid here, there's no consequences. So that's my declaration to start the show with. I told my wife, I said, you know what, I should have become a doctor or a lawyer. And she goes, why? I said, because you get paid to practice your whole life. What would be better than getting paid to practice?
Meteorology should be called a practice.
It should
be. Like medicine is.
It should be,
right?
Yeah.
We know it's not an exact science. Who are we fooling here? We know it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You're paid to predict it. Just like in medicine, you're paid to predict what might, you know.
Right. So with the prolonged winter or the, you know, exaggerated late start of spring, however you want to look at it, there comes some issues for folks in agriculture, farmers and ranchers. So, but here's my second one. And this is where we need the snowflake warning, Todd. We got to warn the snowflakes out there right now.
Uh-oh.
Here's the official warning.
I'm sitting down.
Okay.
Okay.
My other declaration, and we're going to talk some about this, and there's a question coming for Congressman Kramer relating to this, is why it's been going through my mind. But we need folks in this country, we need those that serve us to understand something, whether it's at the township level, the city level, the school board level, the county level, the state level, or the federal level. If you're an employee, you work for us, not the other way around. We don't work for you. Okay? You serve us. If you're an elected servant, because you're not elected to control us, you're elected to serve us.
Right.
So serve us. So all of the people that are involved in agriculture, do your job. If you're at the USDA, if you're at any other agency, if you're at an elected position, do your job. You're elected to serve, and when you work for agencies, if you're in the bureaucracy, you have to work for the people, not the other way
around. You're not telling me that an elected representative or, and I don't mean House of Representatives, an elected person in Congress in Washington works for their constituents and not their party's leaders?
Well,
Other party bullies? Why don't we call it party bullies? Because isn't that what some of those guys are?
Well, and we'll get into something that I think Congressman Colin Peterson got Pelosi'd here the last month or two when it comes to the farm bill and some of the statements he made. But that's part of the discussion that will come up. That's part of the discussion that we'll actually bring up with Congressman Kramer, the new farm bill that was just introduced out of the House Ag Committee. But folks, just do your job. If you're working in one of those agencies, do your job. And serve the people that you're hired to serve. Remember, you work for us. We do not work for you. And
that would be a first, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a novel idea.
I'm game. Let's try it and see what happens.
Another thing is, if you're an elected official, if you are elected to serve the people, you make the laws, okay? You make the rules. If you work at an agency, you have to be the one that enforces those rules and lays them forth. You do not make the law. Okay, to make the law.
That doesn't really end up being the way it works out, though, in real life.
Well,
it's the way it's supposed to be.
It's the way it's supposed to be, but it happens.
Because you heard the phrase
levels.
Legislating from the bench, right? When, you know, judges decide they're going to make the laws.
Right.
And you're right. I mean, it's, you know, what is the function of your department? And if it's there to enforce the law as it's written, then enforce the law as it's written.
Yeah, don't
stop playing God. You're not.
And don't,
are you the tail or the dog?
Don't
be
put
what you
grandiose
are.
Grandiose scheme out there because you've got heartburn with what got passed or didn't get passed or whatever. Just do your job, and if you can't, move on.
That's what they teach you in the armed forces, right? You're a soldier. Your commander in chief is your commander in chief, whether you agree with the person or not, whether the person's a former community organizer or despises the military. Or somebody who does actually support the military and has a background in the military or whatever.
Well,
you're still there to be a soldier under that command, either way.
Right. And for elected officials, we are their commander. The people are their command. Now, let's follow that up. We as their constituents, as their bosses, need to do our jobs.
Agreed.
And we need to hold them accountable. We need to make known when we're unhappy with them. And you know what? If they need to be changed out, they need to be changed out.
Right.
And if there's problems within agencies, You need to address those issues. And if the agency folks are not willing to take it, then you go to those elected folks. And if they're not willing to take it on, then that's when replacement comes.
There you go.
And let's get back to what we were founded on. Let's get back to constitutionality. Let's get back to what America has been made great all these decades, for 2.5 centuries now. The people that died fighting for our freedom, the people that died fighting for our independence from a tyrannical ruler, let's make sure that we don't ever get back there again. Amen. So that's my second declaration. If you're a snowflake, I'm sorry if you melted them this morning. But that's I mean, it's just, and we've got some, I've got some text, I got a text question, some other texts that people have for Congressman Kramer coming up.
Good.
And this will play into what I'm saying here of why all this came to mind for me the last couple of days. This is What's On Your Mind. I'm Daryl East, sitting in for Scott Hennin, and we'll be back right after the break.
1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Give us a call. Get in line. We'll have you going here soon.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's Farm Equipment Retirement Auction in Bowman on April 20th includes a John Deere 8320R tractor with only 400 hours, John Deere 1895 air seeders, combines, tractors, semis, and tandem grain trucks, hay and planting equipment. These and hundreds more items you can bid online or live at Pfeiffer's Bowman Auction Center on Friday, April 20th. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's Machinery Auctioneers, 877-700-4099, or view at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is What's On Your Mind. We're not getting our music, Daryl, but that's all right. We'll just assume there's something there. I can always hum.
I could sing, but you want listeners, not run them off.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. At this time, we have special guests, Father Brian and Cardinal Burke. Gentlemen?
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very well. Thanks, Todd.
How are things in Watford City?
They're beautiful. Actually, it's really foggy this morning for some reason. I don't understand. It's mid-April, so it should be warm, as we've been hearing, but it isn't.
I don't think we have a what weather should be scenario anymore. I think we've kind of blown right past that, and just whatever happens, happens at this point.
That has went out the window.
Yes, I agree.
So Father Brian, this is Daryl Lease, so we're going to turn it over to you and Cardinal Burke to have a discussion here in the next few minutes, and glad to have both of you gentlemen sharing with us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Your Eminence, Cardinal Burke.
Yes.
Good morning. I want to start by just asking you what brings you this morning to the great state of North Dakota.
Well, I was invited by the organizers of a most important event last evening to generate support for an international center of devotion to St. John of Retamola and her husband, who's also a very saintly man, Pietro Mola. So I took part in that event yesterday by offering the Holy Mass at the Church of Saints Anne and Joachim here in Fargo. And then last evening at the Delta Hotel, we had a dinner and fundraiser with a tremendous participation of faithful and priests, and of course Bishop Fulda and I were hosting the event. And then we were especially blessed to have the daughter of St. Gianna and Pietro Mola present, the daughter for whom St. Gianna gave her life in 1962. There was a clear risk in bringing this child to term that her own life would be threatened. St. Gianna insisted that the baby's life should be given the priority, and in fact, she died a week after she gave birth to Gianna Manuela. But we had a wonderful evening yesterday. I met so many good people of all ages, but all enthusiastic supporters of the family, marriage in the family, and of the incomparable gift of human life. Mm-hmm. I've always known that North Dakota was a very pro-life state, but last night was a powerful manifestation of it.
Yes, Cardinal. So many of the folks listening wouldn't know specifically who St. Gianna Bretamola is, and so, you know, as you mentioned, she's a woman, she's a saint of the Catholic Church who, as you say, gave her life so that her child could live. She's one of the first saints, isn't she, in the church where we see that she's a wife, she's a mother, she's a doctor,
yes.
And she's this girl pro-life. She's this great pro-life witness. And so, you know, I think especially for a modern man and modern woman, here is this woman who is seeking to live out her life, both at home, you know, through her work, and then the Lord calls her to this really sort of this extraordinary sacrifice, which she does willingly. And now she becomes kind of a patron saint for us, doesn't she? Of the pro-life movement as we seek to fight for life.
Exactly. And the way I came to know her was I was a young bishop back in 1995 in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And as many parishes I visited, young couples would approach me and ask me to pray for them because they were having trouble conceiving a child or having conceived a child and bringing the child to term. And I knew about St. Gianna, and so I got prayer cards for them and encourage them to pray through the intercession of St. Gianna. And honestly, there were many miracles. Many couples who had two and three miscarriages. One couple had three miscarriages and then a baby died, was practically ready to be born, die in the womb. And after invoking the intercession of St. Gianna, they were able to have children. And some have had as many as five, six, seven children afterwards. And they are so deeply grateful to the saints. So she's a powerful intercessor. And she herself knew the suffering of miscarriages in her own life, in that she and her husband, Pietro, had lost two children through miscarriage. And her own health was not strong. And so she readily identifies with any couple who are struggling in this area, and so I encourage very much devotion to her.
Now, Cardinal Burke, you know, here in the United States, we have a strong and a very young movement for life, right? I mean, from North Dakota, we'll send hundreds of young people across the country all the way to Washington, D.C., you know, to March for Life. And could you maybe speak, you know, you certainly, you live in Rome for much of the time, and could you maybe speak kind of more of on maybe the context of what the pro-life movement looks like in Europe, what it looks like in the United States, and maybe where you see some hope for the future?
Well, I definitely see hope in the United States, and I think also Europe sees hope in the United States in the sense that there is a growing pro-life movement in Europe. Even Marches for Life are growing in numbers. In Rome now, there's one every year, and it gets larger every year and more developed. But I remember some years ago, the late Cardinal Carlo Cafara, who was a great pro-life advocate, saying to me, he said, please encourage your countrymen to continue this strong pro-life movement, because it gives encouragement to us in Europe, because a lot of people in Europe have given up in the sense that they think, well, there's just nothing to do. This anti-life agenda progresses and it's getting ever more powerful, and so they give up. And what the pro-life movement in this country is telling them is no, even if we have to, I mean, it's how many years now since the Roe versus Wade, but the annual March for Life and the pro-life movement in all its various aspects in the United States only grow stronger. So this is an important witness, surely in our own country, and we see that the tide can be turned and the respect for the inviolable dignity of human life can be restored, but it's also a great sign of hope for the whole world.
And as we know, as we do fight for life, right, we recognizing the reality that you know, that it's a child from conception to birth, and then obviously, you know, to death, and to see that all along, what we know is God given this right to life. We see now that science, of course, all along the way is backing us up, and it's really kind of it's a no-brainer at this point about exactly the reality of the child.
Exactly. In every respect, what our faith teaches us about respect for life from the moment of conception is confirmed by embryology, by all the science with regard to human conception.
Well, Carter Burke, I thank you for the time that you've been able
thank you, Father, very much. It's a pleasure to
spend with us.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email jim@IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It's time for Wednesday Wheels, brought to you by Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick GMC Valley City. Your chance to hear about and take a look at one of the sharpest sets of wheels on the Northern Plains. Two great stores, Bismarck and Valley City. This week's featured vehicle at the Valley City store is a 2012 Chevy Impala LT sedan. Gold mist, 91,000 miles. Dependable and polished, should last another 90 to 100,000 miles. Easy. And it's on the lot right now in Valley City for $99.95, but today only, on sale for $89.94, over $1,000 savings. Go online and see it for yourself, PucklickValleyCity.com. A big selection of mint condition one owner vehicles. That means you save a ton. Plus, most of the time, they know who owned it, who bought it new, the story behind the vehicle. Heck, they've been doing all the work on the vehicle. Today only, $89.94 for a 2012 Chevy Impala LT sedan. Tell them you heard it on What's on Your Mind. Puckler Chevy, Buick, GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main, Valley City, or online. Pucklick.com, PucklickValleyCity.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy Pucklick. 9:33 Central Time, 27 before the hour. It's Todd Mitchell and in for Scott. Head in today once again. The Daryl's Racing Pigs guy, Daryl Ease, is in.
It's good to be here with all the listeners. You know what? We've got a caller that's been on the line. Let's get him cleared up quickly here. Gary in Sturgis, you have your own declaration of spring. Give it to us quick.
Good morning from Sturgis in western South Dakota. We had rain showers last night and a cold rain, and we didn't get accumulation. All we got was just rain and mud down here. And I'm sitting next to a soccer field in the city park down here, and the grass looks green and gorgeous.
Well, that's good that there's some green grass somewhere in the northern plains, and we're going to be a little ways away from green grass here yet, but we are supposed to get near 60 or possibly over 60 this weekend, Todd, so there is hope. There is hope. Thanks for the call, Gary.
Goodbye.
Well, with this late spring or extended winter or however you want to look at it, we have, it's changing some decisions or making some decisions a little bit more challenging for farmers and ranchers out there and the situations they're faced with. And of course, everyone, you know, we talked a little bit about the snow on Monday and how it affected livestock people in South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin. But on with us now, a friend of mine and a guy I get the privilege of working alongside on the NDFB board, a great leader for the NDFB on the board. He's a farmer slash agronomist up in the Herdsfield area. Chad Weckerly. Chad, good to be good to have you on here this morning.
You know, Daryl, flattery will get you everywhere.
Yeah. Did I butter you up well enough there, Chad, or what?
I'm not sure what you're fishing for, but you'll probably find it.
Yeah. So I just full disclosure. So I took Chad out of his comfort zone a little bit here when it regards agronomy, because we grow some vegetables and we're expanding that slowly each and every year. And so I did some soil testing, and with a good friend of mine, Shereski Egg Service up there. And then I sent them to Chad, and he's been my consultant. He's studied the soil results there and given me my formula that I need to add. And to say I maybe stumped him a little bit might not be an understatement, but it might be an understatement, Chad. But let's talk about how decisions may possibly be affected and changes that may be taking place and what people are talking about there, what you're hearing from the agronomist side, and also what you're thinking as a farmer yourself. How is this late spring going to adjust what gets planted and how it gets planted out there this year?
Well, it's really going to depend on what date we finally do hit the field. You know, our late plant dates on crops like wheat kind of stretch out to the 20th, the 25th of May. And so as long as we can, you know, get those crops in before then, I think most of those acres will go in just as planned. And, you know, fortunately for the growers, they've probably got some of the better crop insurance rates to look at than what they've maybe seen in a few years. For example, wheat is 80 cents a bushel better for 2018 than it was for 2017. So we've got a lot better crop insurance guarantees, and you know, as long as we can get that in by the 20th of May, I think those acres will go in. If we get 2 weeks of rain set us back, it's going to push soybean acres awfully hard.
Well, and that's what I was wondering. You know, it's soybeans obviously a little bit later plant than obviously what wheat or peas or some of those crops are. And so I've been hearing, and I want to know if you've been hearing the same thing, Chad, that, you know, you get over in the eastern part of the state, you get into Minnesota and South Dakota, they're already planning to abort some of their wheat acres that they had planned and going back to corn, just because they're, you know, the wheat is going to hit that, you know, hotter season now, and it needs that more cool season to, you know, really tiller correctly and be as productive. Are you hearing any of that from, I know you're in that Hefty network. What are those guys saying?
Yeah, we haven't heard too many people jumping or changing decisions in a big way yet. And, you know, everybody's probably had some good opportunities this past winter to forward contract and forward market some crops. And so that really comes into play. You know, how quick are you going to be to jump if you've already got some hedges and some things done out there to set a good price? The Red River Valley, traditionally not being a big wheat acreage, I could see some of that moving to corn. And out here on the western side of the corn raised, I could see guys actually going the other way, giving up on some corn acres and going back to wheat.
Yeah, it's kind of dynamic. It's a weird dynamic that we do have in North Dakota here from east to west, and how those decisions can almost be the exact opposite just because of growing season length, fertility in soil and the type of topsoil that you have and the amount of rain and moisture. And so, I mean, a lot of things factor into that. So you talk a little bit about there was some pricing opportunities, and do you think there was a considerable amount of people that took some marketing opportunities when they presented themselves here, you know, not too long ago?
Well, you know, the first of those things is really crop insurance, and so that's a great help. And yeah, I do feel like there was a reasonable amount of guys that had contracted a portion either directly with their elevator or guys like me that said, well, we may have a trade dispute going on with China. Maybe we just want to protect the downside of this market. And so I know in my own situation, I'm 75% hedged on my new crop beans without crop insurance. And if I take that into account, now I'm over 100%. So, you know, if things can go up, I still have the opportunity to benefit. But if things go down, we're well protected. So I sure want to make sure those bean acres get in. And there's been some great opportunities out there in Durham along this winter here, too, where you could contract those acres about $1 a bushel higher than you could a year, the year earlier. So, you know, we need to make sure we get those acres in, too.
Yeah, so there is, you know, we tend to, I mean, it's human nature to focus on, you know, the negatives or challenges, but there has been some bright spots along the way. Now, I'm not saying things are all rosy and peachy out there, but there was definitely some opportunities better than what there was a year ago, just like you said, and hopefully, you know, the farmers were able to, you know, get together with their lenders and take advantage of some of those opportunities and be able to get their lender to understand the need for utilizing some of those risk management tools out there that are available to folks. And so that's a very, very good opportunity. The crop insurance price, like you said, is going to help out. You know, now we just need the weather to cooperate a little bit. And so you're not, I mean, are you at the point of, you know, starting to, you know, sound the alarm on, boy, we're going to be in, you know, a little bit bad position here? Or does the weather forecast give you a little bit better outlook here that we're going to maybe push that 60-degree mark?
I feel good. You know, a lot of farmers have got the equipment around where, you know, they really need 10 days to plant a given crop. And, you know, you're going to see the corn planting window overlap with, say, wheat and beans. So, I mean, really, we need 20 days, and you would see most acres get planted. And we got a long time between now and, say, the 20th of June to get 20 days of planting done, right? Some of my concerns more in a late planting season aren't maybe as many decisions that are going to get moved, but farmers are incredibly hard workers, and these guys are going to go at it, guys and gals, and they're going to work some crazy hours, and safety is a risk, you know, and definitely going to push the safety window where people are going to be overtired, and then the logistics for trucking companies and so on to service these farmers, because this whole window is going to get crunched down from where we would have had 40 days to do it in a normal season to where we're going to have the 20 days to do it this year. And everything's going to happen in that 20 days.
Right. Yeah, that's going to be the thing. And, you know, and with, you know, thankful for technology and the advancements there and the ability for a farmer to put crop in a timely manner is, it's just amazing actually to, when you think about it, where we were even 20 years ago compared to now. And, you know, you hear things like in they talk about in the corn crop and then the row crop part of the country, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, that within 7 days they can put in over half their crop. And, you know, that's pretty amazing when you think about it. So
yeah, it really is. And, you know, one of the challenges that we deal with in agriculture is that, you know, if we want to go seed and run a seeding tool 24 hours a day and, you know, push our bodies to whatever they'll handle, we can do that. But a lot of the people that service us are regulated by the government in a logbook, and they're regulated on how much they can haul in that truck. And so that's always a challenge.
Yeah, no. Well, thanks, Chad, for coming on and sharing that outlook with us here today. We've got to go to a break. We'll be back on the other side with your phone calls on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406
250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net, deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing, to water seepage, to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
One call does it all. Delta Constructors. Call Delta first. Global solutions to the oil and gas industry. Call Eric today at 406-250-8151 or online at deltaconstructors.net. You could be the one call does it all. Delta call of the day here on What's in Your Mind Today. Turnkey wall sides, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation, temporary flaring services, E&I services, electrical instrumentation services. One call does it all. Eric at 406-250-8151 or online at deltaconstructors.net. 10 before the hour. What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com or text 701-226-8503. I'm Todd Mitchell in for Scott Hennon, who should be back tomorrow. As a matter of fact, Earlise is in.
He should be back tomorrow. That's what should happen. Yes, I'm glad to be here with all the listeners. across all the great stations that What's On Your Mind is carried on. And plus those listening on the, what did we call that again, Scott? The
Scott?
Or Todd, the web sphere or the
streamosphere.
There you go. The streamosphere.
Invented a new word today. The streamosphere.
Yeah, the streamosphere. So that's a interesting take on it. So. So anyway, we are back here. Going to take your phone calls or texts or any other way you want to try and communicate with us here. Todd, what's that phone number again if people want to call in? We've got Congressman Kramer coming up after the top of the hour, so get your questions ready for him.
1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Or 701-258-0550. Either one of those will work.
Yeah, so just waiting on your phone calls, text. I've got a few texts here, and there's some that you've put up on the screen here as well, Todd. So they talk about, well, man, I tell you what, there are quite a few of them up there. Anything from the pro-life movement in Europe and why ours is much better, freedom of speech. Is the influence on that, one texter says. Ask Congressman Kramer if Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell has the authority to fire Mueller. The witch hunt needs to stop. Better ways to spend our tax dollars. Another texter, but the agencies write rules and regulations that get submitted to Congress. Congress should approve or disapprove, but they become enforceable even if Congress takes no action at all. That's my point.
You heard about the new book that I started the rumor about.
Yeah, well, I saw that.
Comey ate my homie.
Yeah, Comey ate my homie. Jeez, I tell you, what in the world?
you'd have to have that one on the shelf, even if it's just blank pages on the inside of it, just for the giggle of the title.
Oh, I can imagine of who the author is. Some pictures of people that would maybe be the author.
Somebody suggested that was actually a Donald Trump tweet, but it wasn't that I know of, because it doesn't. Donald doesn't tweet the same way every other president might have in history, but at the same time, I don't know that he would actually tweet those words. He might tweet that sentiment. That may be the gist of a tweet, but as far as actual wording, I made that one up. I get credit on that one.
Right. So we do have some callers calling in here. We must have a mystery caller online here that doesn't have a subject or a name in, but we'll take it anyways. Caller, are you with us?
I think he's still trying to. Andy back at GCN Central is trying to. There we go. Well, we don't have a name. You're the blank caller.
Yeah, the blank caller.
Welcome, blank caller.
Good
morning. What's on your mind? Yes, it's you.
I just want to relate a little story about what happened to the nightclub and bar industry. I was a musician, professional musician, and we used to tour about 16 states. Beginning in the early 90s. Now, at that time, you could put together one show after another because bars had entertainment, live entertainment, maybe five nights a week. And here in Fargo, it was the same way. We had several nightclubs with live entertainment five nights a week. And then they came in and said you couldn't enjoy a cigarette inside the bars. And I literally saw nightclubs close because of that regulation. And now they're trying to put responsibility on bar owners that really belongs on the person, the clientele, to have their own responsibility.
So you're saying that we should have freedom, opportunity, and self-reliance? That's a crazy notion, isn't it?
Complete insanity. I've seen the bar industry, they tried to whittle it down, you know, one thing after another, and we basically couldn't play professionally after a while because you can't put a Friday, Saturday gig together and then be off on the road someplace with nothing to do for 5 days. You know what kind of trouble that leads to.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And I'm pretty familiar with the entertainment industry, participating in it at fairs, festivals, and community events, but I also did some booking agent work for about a decade there also, so I'm very aware of that also. And it gets to my point. Thanks for the call. It gets to my point that, yep, you know, we've got these agencies, we got folks out there that want to regulate us to death. They want to take away our freedom opportunity. They want to become the nanny state and take away the need for self-reliance. and responsibility. Hey, we're all going to make mistakes out there in life, but do you work to correct them? Do you take steps to correct them? Do you, you know, take the criticism to direct them? That's the whole thing. We've got to go to the break right now, but join us here after the break. We'll have Congressman Kevin Cramer with his weekly town hall, and Justin, we'll get to you with a question for Kevin as we come into the next segment.
Line yourself up, 1-800-228-0550. We'll keep you on hold.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, here are a few helpful fuel tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Second, take advantage of biodiesel. Made from soybeans and other plant oils, it provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about diesel and biodiesel, call the Diesel Helpline at 800-929-3437 or visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.